Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. We may have our issues when it comes to the politics of our country, but the message from President Obama's State of the Union address lingers with me. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. We have all been stripped of our financial illusions and all feel removed from our various favored status positions, otherwise known as our money comfort zones. That's the message that I heard. However grand or modest those zones might be, the reality is few of us can afford to stay in this aftermath state of mind in the continuing recession. Don't get me wrong, there have been huge gains made toward recovery, but everyone must take personal responsibility for figuring out their own needs. Everyone's not feeling recovered. Everyone's not free of the pain of severe financial strain, but everyone's ready for a real sense of being okay. So get a plan. The aftermath will be long, and the only way to sustain your personal financial recovery is to stay vigilant. We can't afford to stay under the stress of this uncertainty for much longer. So make a way for your recovery. As the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So be aware of the challenge. My grandmother, from whom I learned the roots of my humanity, would say, well-intended promises are made on top of unspoken, unknown threats. Committing to make conscientious, smart, informed money decisions is one thing. Keeping the goals can be challenging. So fortify yourself. Money has no conscience. It depends on yours. Be a leader of one regarding your money future. For more ways to get in the right frame of mind to save your money and manage your money, check out my book, Mind Over Money Matters, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. Available on Amazon. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.